Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing something that made you feel proud. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for the speaking section. One common topic that often appears is describing an achievement or event that made you feel proud. In this article, we'll explore effective strategies to tackle this topic and provide sample answers to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions related to achievements and pride. Here are some potential questions. Do you often feel proud of yourself? What kinds of things make people feel proud? Is it important to feel proud of your achievements? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd say I occasionally feel proud of myself, especially when I've accomplished something significant or overcome a challenging obstacle. For instance, I felt a great sense of pride when I recently completed a marathon after months of rigorous training. However, I try to balance this feeling with humility, as I believe it's important not to become overly boastful. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe something you did that made you feel proud. You should say, what you did, when and where it happened, who was involved, and explain why it made you feel proud. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a time when I organized a successful charity event for a local orphanage, which made me feel incredibly proud. This event took place last summer in my hometown. I had always wanted to make a positive impact in my community, and I felt that helping underprivileged children would be a meaningful way to do so. The project involved coordinating with various local businesses, volunteers, and the orphanage staff. I took the initiative to reach out to potential sponsors and managed to secure donations of food, toys, and educational materials. Additionally, I recruited a team of volunteers from my university to help run activities on the day of the event. On the day itself, we organized a fun fair with games, face painting, and educational workshops. Seeing the joy on the children's faces and the gratitude of the orphanage staff was incredibly rewarding. This experience made me feel proud for several reasons. Firstly, it was the first time I had taken on such a significant leadership role in organizing an event of this scale. I was able to overcome numerous challenges, such as dealing with last-minute cancellations and adapting to unexpected weather conditions. Moreover, the positive feedback we received from both the children and the community was heartwarming. It made me realize that even small actions can have a profound impact on others' lives. Lastly, this event ignited a passion for community service within me. It showed me that I have the ability to make a difference, and it has motivated me to continue seeking out opportunities to help others in need. In conclusion, organizing this charity event was a defining moment for me. It not only made me feel proud of my abilities, but also inspired me to continue working towards making a positive change in my community. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did this experience change your perspective on community service? Do you think it's important for young people to engage in volunteer work? Sample answers, band 8-9. This experience was truly eye-opening and transformed my outlook on community service. Before organizing this event, I had a rather superficial understanding of what volunteering entailed. However, being deeply involved in every aspect of the project made me realize the profound impact that dedicated individuals can have on their communities. It showed me that community service is not just about donating money or spare time. It's about actively identifying needs in society and working collaboratively to address them. This realization has motivated me to seek out more opportunities to contribute meaningfully to my community and has made me more aware of social issues that require attention. Absolutely, I believe it's crucial for young people to engage in volunteer work for several reasons. Firstly, it helps develop a sense of social responsibility and empathy from an early age. When young people are exposed to different societal challenges, they're more likely to become socially conscious adults who actively contribute to their communities. Secondly, volunteering provides invaluable life skills such as leadership, teamwork, and problem solving, which are essential for personal and professional growth. Lastly, It offers a platform for young individuals to discover their passions and strengths, potentially influencing their future career choices or life paths. In essence, volunteer work not only benefits the community, but also plays a vital role in shaping well-rounded, compassionate individuals. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think the concept of pride differs across cultures? Sample answer, band 8-9. The concept of pride can vary significantly across cultures, reflecting different values and social norms. In some individualistic societies, such as those in Western countries, pride is often associated with personal achievements and self-reliance. People in these cultures might feel proud of individual accomplishments like career success or academic achievements. On the other hand, in more collectivist cultures, such as those found in many Asian countries, pride might be more closely tied to group achievements or fulfilling one's duty to family and society. In these contexts, individuals might feel proud when they bring honor to their family or contribute to their community's success. Moreover, the expression of pride can differ culturally. Some cultures encourage open displays of pride, viewing it as a sign of confidence and self-assurance. In contrast, other cultures might value modesty and humility, considering overt expressions of pride as boastful or inappropriate. It's also worth noting that historical and religious factors can influence cultural attitudes towards pride. For instance, in some Christian traditions, pride is viewed as a sin, while in certain Asian philosophies, it might be seen as a natural and positive emotion when balanced with humility. Understanding these cultural nuances is crucial in our increasingly globalized world, as it helps foster cross-cultural communication and mutual respect. It reminds us to be mindful of how we express and interpret pride in different cultural contexts. Examiner, do you think society puts too much emphasis on achievements and success? Sample answer, band 8-9. This is a complex issue that merits careful consideration. On one hand, it's undeniable that many societies, particularly in the developed world, place a significant emphasis on achievements and success. This focus can be motivating and drive progress, innovation, and personal growth. It encourages individuals to strive for excellence and push their boundaries, which can lead to advancements that benefit society as a whole. However, I believe there are valid concerns about the potential negative consequences of this emphasis. Firstly, it can create immense pressure on individuals, leading to stress, anxiety, and burnout. This is particularly evident in highly competitive educational systems and workplaces where people feel constantly judged based on their accomplishments. Moreover, this focus on achievement can sometimes lead to a narrow definition of success, often centered around financial wealth or professional status. This can undervalue other important aspects of life, such as personal relationships, mental health, and community involvement. It may also perpetuate social inequalities, as not everyone has equal opportunities to achieve conventional success. Another concern is that this emphasis might discourage risk-taking and creativity. If people are too focused on achieving predetermined markers of success, they might be less likely to pursue unconventional paths or innovative ideas that don't guarantee immediate recognition. Ideally, I believe societies should strive for a more balanced approach. While it's important to recognize and celebrate achievements, we should also place value on personal growth, character development, and contributions to society that may not be as easily quantifiable. This could involve redefining success to encompass a broader range of experiences and qualities, and promoting narratives that highlight diverse paths to fulfillment. In conclusion, while the emphasis on achievements can be a driving force for progress, it's crucial to ensure that it doesn't come at the cost of overall well-being and societal balance. A more holistic view of success and achievement could lead to healthier, more inclusive societies. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Take the initiative, phrasal verb. Take initiative, to be the first to act or make the first move in a situation. Example, in group projects, it's important to take the initiative rather than waiting for others to assign tasks. Overcome challenges, verb phrase, challenges, to successfully deal with or resolve difficult situations. Example, the team had to overcome numerous challenges to complete the project on time. Ignite a passion, idiom, to spark or awaken a strong interest or enthusiasm for something. Example, volunteering at the animal shelter ignited a passion for animal welfare in her. Transform one's outlook, verb phrase, outlook, to completely change one's perspective or attitude towards something. Example, traveling to different countries transformed his outlook on cultural diversity. Socially conscious, adjective, aware of and concerned about societal issues and problems. Example, many young people today are becoming more socially conscious and actively involved in community service. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing something that made you feel proud, consider the following tips. Provide specific details. Instead of giving general answers, focus on a particular event or achievement. This allows you to showcase your vocabulary and ability to construct a coherent narrative. Use a variety of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. This demonstrates your language proficiency and can boost your lexical resource score. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without noticeable effort. This is crucial for the long term in Part 2. Show critical thinking. In Part 3, demonstrate your ability to analyze topics from different perspectives. This showcases your critical thinking skills and can improve your score in the coherence and cohesion criteria. Use appropriate tenses. When describing past events, ensure you use past tenses correctly. This is particularly important when describing something that made you feel proud. Practice self-reflection. Spend time thinking about your achievements and why they made you proud. This will help you respond more authentically and confidently during the test. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice and preparation. Regularly engaging with English through conversations, podcasts, and news articles can significantly improve your speaking skills and confidence. For more tips on how to excel in other parts of the IELTS speaking test, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a time when you helped someone achieve a personal goal. Describe a time when you had to make a major life decision. By following these strategies and continuously practicing, you'll be well prepared to tackle any topic in the IELTS speaking test, including describing something that made you feel proud. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.